Welcome to New Entry Wrestling Podcast.
We're your hosts, Ian and Ever. We're here to talk about pro wrestling from WWE, NXT, Impact, AEW, all on this podcast. Stay tuned! Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Sexy Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing out there?
What up? What up? We back, and I am so excited that the Rated R Superstar, the Rated R Superstar Edge won the Royal Rumble, man. Man, that pay-per-view was freaking awesome. I'm not going to lie. I got to admit, especially the Drew McIntyre and Goldberg match. That was pretty intense, even though It was a short match.
Yeah, I agree. I love the pay-per-view. Like, it's one of the best pay-per-views. Hey, WWE starting off right this year, so let's see.
Yeah, it was a great – yeah, they started off with a great pay-per-view this year.
So let's see how the rest of the year goes.
All right. Hopefully they don't botch it.
Yeah.
But, it's just – I don't know. I'm kind of like there's people who have mixed feelings about Edge winning the Rumble, but it's like the guy went in entry number one and he lasted, 58 minutes in the ring?
Yeah. He lasted a while. He was number one, right?
Yeah, he was number one.
Ooh, yeah, he lasted a long time.
58 minutes. And unlike Randy Orton was gone for 40 to 50 minutes, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And he came back for the ending and hit on. I really thought Randy Orton was going to win the Rumble right there for a second. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I would have been fine with it because he would have tied with Austin as the most wins, right?
Yeah.
For the Rumble. But it was just like that RKO picked him up, trying to throw him out of the ring, but then Edge reversed it and then Edge won. And it was just like the whole match and the whole pay-per-view was it was great, to be honest. I was like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
I did too.
So let's go ahead and start from the beginning. Or you know what? Since we already mentioned the Royal Rumble, let's just go ahead and start from there. But how would you rate that match, the Royal Rumble?
I loved it. I mean, it was great. Like, you know, Edge redemption story. Like, he came back from injury. Now he's like, well, he came back last year, but now he's like he won it. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's been 10 years, but he won the Rumble. Last year was more like a nostalgia thing. Oh, great.
Yeah, it was just more of a he's back kind of thing.
Yeah, but now it's like I need to get redemption for
to basically make up the time that he lost.
Yeah. And I'm glad he did because we're better for it now.
Because it's like his last WrestleMania was the key card was main event, but he didn't main event that card. Because apparently at WrestleMania 27, Edge was supposed to be the cold main event. So it was supposed to be the World Heavyweight Championship. And then after that, it was going to be the Cena and Miz match. But because of what was going on with Edge, they had him go ahead because when you go back and watch the match was pretty – it was good, but it wasn't WrestleMania great.
Yeah.
Edge had better matches.
Yeah.
But it was a good opener match. So that's why since it was like if you go longer on the – you know, longer on the show, that match is not going to be – because Edge had to play his cards right.
Yeah.
He couldn't risk taking any big bumps. So that's why they had him open the show to have the crowd fresh. So – and, you know, obviously the next day he got his results and it wasn't a good thing. So, but that fact of, you know, he's been gone for so long and then seeing him come back again and winning the Rumble and seeing him in that main event picture at WrestleMania, it's a great feeling, you know?
Yeah, it was. I'm like, I saw that Raw episode when you retired.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, oh, no, not him too.
Yeah, I was so heartbroken.
I was, but then I like, oh, well, it's better for his health. You know, like he said.
When he said that, he's like, I could continue doing this, but then I'll be paralyzed or dead, right?
Yeah.
So.
Like he could like sever a, Yeah, I'm like, nah, man. I mean, obviously we all love wrestling, but in our, you know, wrestlers, but we want to live long lives because some wrestlers, yeah, longevity wise, some of them are average ages. Their average age is like
between what, like 60, 70?
Like, yeah, and then there's a lot of people that die young, like under 40. So it's like a big group of people that die old, people that die young. That's
because of drug abuse and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like with Edge, it's like, look what happened. Like, we saw him 10 years he's been gone, but he's back now because he took that, you know, he retired.
Yeah.
So if he would have just said, no, I'm going to continue going. Yeah. But the thing is, Edge was going to retire anyways.
Yeah.
He said he was going to go, he was going to wrestle for another 2 years. But then he got that neck injury and he was going to need another neck surgery.
Yeah.
And they said, that's when they told him, yeah, you're done. So,
he's going to retire anyways, but they forced his hand kind of retirement.
Yeah. He was going to try. He said that he was planning on retiring at WrestleMania 28.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was gonna be his last WrestleMania, which technically that's when he entered the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, but you know, but it, again, going back to the Rumble, it's just like you know, it's just weird because it's like, yeah, I get why people don't like the whole Edge winning it, but at the same time, it's like Edge was. It wasn't like Edge was never in the main event picture. Yeah. He was in the main event picture for before he retired since what, 2007, 8-ish?
Yeah, I think once he won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I was like,
when not,
six?
That's when, well, but then he went back to mid-card.
Yeah, okay.
Once he went to SmackDown, that's when he was like a main event player.
How many titles did he win? Like seven, five, six?
World titles? He's 11-time world champion.
Oh, wow.
So, right? Yeah, I gotta
look it up again.
seven-time world heavyweight champion, 5-time WWE champion. Oh, wow. What is that, 12?
Yeah, 12.
So
7 to 5, yeah. Wow.
Or 11.
He racked them up, like, quick.
He's either, I think he's a 4-time WWE champion.
Yeah. But he still racked up a lot of title wins, like, in 4 or 5 years.
I'm confused.
Bro. Yeah.
His first title was against...
He cashed in the Money in the Bank
on Cena, and then he won the title again against RVD.
Didn't he?
And then he won the title from Jeff. No, from Triple H. Then Jeff. And then that's it.
Yeah.
So he's 11-time world champion. But off topic again. Surprise guest at the Royal Rumble match. Carlitos, man. How'd you feel about that, man? It felt great to see him again, too.
Yeah, me too. It went great, too. It was good seeing him there. It was great seeing Carlito at the Rumble, you know? Like, I haven't seen him since 2010, so like 11 years. So it was great seeing him. He got jacked, though, man.
Yeah. Well, he's always been in shape for the past 10 years. But obviously, if you're going to compare him to his days in WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a completely different person. But, hey, that's what happens when you're not on the road so many days of the year.
Yeah, he was at his dad's promotion, right? So he stayed in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to go anywhere. Or he probably did some indie shows, but he never, like...
No. Yeah. I think he did indie shows, like, here and there every other month or something like that. But I'm pretty sure majority of his time was in Puerto Rico and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, it was also cool seeing Hurricane Helms. Yeah. The only thing was, I didn't understand why he had a late entry. I guess just one big surprise, but then he wasn't even there for that long. He was only there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's just like more like a, hey, it's Hurricane.
Yeah, to recreate that moment that he had with Steve Austin and Triple H back at the Royal Rumble 2002.
Yeah, where and, he like tried to choke on both of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, he couldn't do it, and then like, they knock him out.
Yeah, just freaking threw him over the ropes and stuff just to be eliminated. And then who did he do that with? Big E and Bobby Lashley, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, all right. I'm like, whatever. I probably paid that guy, $5,000 for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, he works backstage. He got rehired. So it's. Yeah, he got rehired.
Oh.
So I'm glad he's back and, like, you know.
Wasn't he in AEW, though?
No.
Yeah,
he was an Impact. No.
He was in AEW for like not that long.
Like for one show.
Yeah, for one episode.
Yeah, and then he like, okay, bye. Don't even rehire me. Bye, guys.
Did they? I didn't even know that. I didn't know he came back.
Yeah. Because they fired a bunch of people, and then they rehired like half of them.
Oh.
And other people just tragically being like, okay, yeah, we're not rehiring you.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all. But
who else? Kane, the mayor of Knoxville.
Yeah, he said he donated his payday that for the Royal Rumble to a scholarship, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he donated his entire salary at the
Rumble. Not his salary, just that one show.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of money. Yeah. Like, he's a millionaire. Like, well, that'd be cool. I mean, he's already a mayor of a town. Might as well just give your millions.
Is he still a mayor?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Jeez. Been a mayor for like 5 years already.
Yeah, I think he won his second term.
Oh,
I think.
Did he?
Yeah. Come on, it's Kane, man.
True.
He's going to choke slam crying.
But, besides, who were you more excited because of to see as a special return? Because I was happy and in shock that I saw Christian.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That one, like, you even see, I don't even think Edge knew he was going to be there because you could see his face. Like, he had that smiley where he's like, like the holy S word,
yeah.
You know,
he's like,
he
what?
Was just in shock. And then he gave him that, the hug and stuff like that in the ring. I was just like, I'm like so in surprise. I was just like, oh my gosh. It's like, it wasn't a big shocker for me. Like when Edge returned last year, like I was speechless.
Yeah.
But like when I saw Christian, I was just like, whoa. I was like, I was speechless, but I was just like, I was in shock. Nothing comparing to Edge, but it was just, don't get me wrong. I was so happy to see Christian back. I love Christian. Obviously, I prefer his time in TNA. I could name like 10, 20 great matches that he had back in TNA.
Yeah.
But and he has some great matches in WWE, don't get me wrong. But in my book, his best matches were back in TNA. And, but like I'm a huge Christian fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love the guy has charisma, and yeah. That's what he calls himself that, right?
Captain Charisma. Yeah.
He has everything, you know. Like he could do it all, except for maybe do a moonsault.
Yeah.
But
wow.
You know. But point is, it's like he's done it all, and he deserves more. I think the one thing I feel like he deserved more was to be in the main event picture more.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he was a world title champion, though, like 2, 3. He won ECW title. He won the WCW. He won the world heavyweight title.
Yeah. But the thing is, they were all short runs.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't even. And he, yeah, he was cold main event, but he never closed out a pay per view.
Yeah. And also, well, Big E promised them a Intercontinental title match.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? That might happen.
Like, yeah. Well, a match that was supposed to take place. When did he retire?
In the mid 2015?
Yeah, right. Something like that. Because that's when Big 16. E was IC champion.
Yeah. So 15, 16? Because no, Big E was in WWE since 2000.
I think 14.
I think he retired from 16. He retired before Edge. He retired the same year I think Edge went to the Hall of Fame.
Maybe before that.
A couple years before that.
Yeah, a few years more.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So it has to – Big E, I think it has to be 14 or 15 because Big E was still – he still had a single run.
Yeah.
He wasn't with New Day.
Or AJ. AJ Lee. Or saw Dolph.
No, that was that happened in like 2013.
Oh, okay, yeah. He debuted with AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That was like so he was with them for like a year, I think, and then he had a single run, and then he became IC champion. But yeah, that I was just in shock, and I love his theme song too.
Yeah.
Christian always had the best theme song.
Yeah, he did.
So.
And next, let's do the women's rumble while we did the men's rumble.
You called it too.
I called Belair.
You called Belair.
You watched the last episode. I said Belair's gonna win, and guess what? She won.
Yeah, I give you that. I don't remember who did I say.
You said you didn't say Belair.
I know that. Yeah.
You said Becky Lynch or something like that. We gotta look back.
No, I don't remember because I didn't think Becky was gonna.
Or Charlotte.
I honestly don't remember who I said.
Man, we gotta.
Leave. I know I said Charlotte because I felt like Charlotte was gonna face Asuka. Damn, I don't remember who I said.
Yeah, we gotta.
Maybe I remember.
Watch the last episode, guys. Listen to the last episode.
I gotta listen to it. Yeah. But I know for a fact. I know Belair. I agree with you. Like I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you said Bayley. No. It's gotta be one of the four horsewomen. But Sasha's already out. She's out.
No, I know it wasn't Bayley that I said.
Oh, man.
Damn, I don't remember who I said. I know Charlotte for a fact.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing. Sorry. Jeez.
Why am I throwing a blank? Oh, Alexa Bliss.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did I see her?
Yeah, I think you did see her.
Because I remember I thought she was – because when I was watching the Women's Rumble match, I felt like she was going to win. But yeah. I don't remember if I said that she was going to. Point is – I didn't pick the right person.
I get you.
So I'm just curious on who I picked. Yeah. But yeah, Belair won. And
I'm glad for that.
Yeah, that was I'm not surprised that she won. I'm surprised that who was the last two.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley, surprised. And
Charlotte, I was surprised that they were the well not Charlotte, but Rhea Ripley, I was surprised that they were the last two women standing in that ring.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like the old school versus new school, or the current stars are in the last two of the ring.
Yeah. I think the reason I picked Belair to begin with, because I think she just needed something to push her over. She was already like on the edge.
Right.
But I think the Rumble, winning the Rumble, just what took her over the edge. Because she was like there in the main event picture, but then she kind of went back to like, fighting like Bayley's obviously a wolf.
Yeah.
She was a champion, but like she was not like facing like Sasha anytime soon, you know? And you didn't see her like really like I'm gonna face Sasha Banks. No, it was Sasha versus Carmella and that's it.
Yeah.
Belair was like with Bayley, but Bayley, you know,
she was stuck like she needed it because last year I think doesn't she have the most
elimination in women's history?
Yeah. Right. And that was last year, right?
And she beast moded. I think she got like the last. She was like the final three or four. I forgot.
She should have been, regardless if she didn't win, she should have been the last two.
Yeah.
The final two.
Yeah.
Last year. I felt like Charlotte should have eliminated her. And, because she was screwed. Apparently, it was supposed to be a triple threat last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
With Belair, Charlotte, and Rhea Ripley.
Ooh.
It kind of happened already. Yeah, it kind of happened in a way. But that was supposed to be one of the match cards for WrestleMania last year. And she kind of got screwed for it. But it was just like, you know, it is what it is. Now she won the Women's Rumble this year, and she's going to be going to WrestleMania. The question is, who is she going to face? Most likely Sasha Banks.
Yeah, she should. Like, don't go to Raw. Don't go to NXT. I mean, the Women's Champion.
Don't get me wrong. About that later, if Charlotte was champion, I would say, go ahead. Go face her at WrestleMania. Yeah. Why not? You know, she's the one who you want to face at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Asuka, don't get me wrong. I feel like they'll have a good match, but she hasn't done anything with the Raw title lately.
No, she's been – well, obviously we'll talk about it later, but she was in a tag team title match.
No, I didn't even see that match, to be honest. It was the pre-show. I was.
Yeah, it was the pre-show. Yeah. So. I mean, it's weird how you put the Raw Women's Champion – and a tag team champion in the pre-show, like really. Right.
And it's funny. It's funny because Charlotte, she main evented WrestleMania.
Yeah. Now she's the pre-show of Raw. Rumble.
Yeah. Now she's the pre-show, and
the Raw Women's Champion is in the pre-show. Really? Come on, Raw. SmackDown.
And she main evented like two pay-per-views as well.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. But Belair, I mean, she's the next. She's the next champion for sure. It might not be. It might not. Who knows? She might not win at WrestleMania. She might win, but she'll win eventually.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you noticed, but thank God they. I don't know. There was a botch. I don't know. Every championship match had this Rumble had a botch. If you notice some of the footage, her two feet actually hit the ground the same time as.
See. Oh, I okay. So
I was like, oh no.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I thought so too, but she didn't.
No.
One foot. Did touch the ground. The other one, it went inside the ring. It was kind of, I can't obviously, you could see it. Yeah. But it was like that.
It was hooked.
Yeah, it was hooked.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, people can't see what.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't see us
right. So people are saying like, oh, she's touching the, like her feet is touching it. It's like technically one of them is.
Yeah.
The other one is just
for leverage.
It's a hook where it's like it's inside the ring. She's fine. Shawn Michaels did it. When he won the Royal Rumble, I think his first ever Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
When British Bulldog threw him out, he did the same thing.
Yeah.
So, that's the loophole.
Yeah.
Surprise. And I'm pretty sure, you know how many wrestlers have done that?
Yeah.
But because she was like the final two, people noticed it more.
Yeah. Like, ah.
Yeah. But if somebody else does it, nobody's like, oh, nobody cares.
Nobody bats.
Yeah. No, yeah. So it's like, because eventually they get thrown out anyway. So it doesn't matter. But because people are bashing it, it's because she actually won.
Yeah. That's true.
But I see why you were going to say that. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the other botch.
Might as well go into that right now. Yeah. But congratulations, Bianca Belair.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I rate that match like a 4.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's a pretty good rumble. Yeah, so, I'll give it a 4.
Julian Hall. Hold on. Oh, Julian Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited when she came back and she started freaking singing her old theme song.
Oh, my God.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot about that.
You know who I like more, though?
Victoria. I was happy that she came back, but don't even remember. I was excited for Victoria to come back, but I guess it's because I wasted all my energy on Jillian Hall because she started singing.
Yeah.
And she teamed up with, what's her name? Billie Kay.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, I freaking marked out.
Like, oh my God.
I wish I could sing her theme song. Yeah.
No, let's copyright it. Let's not do that. And Alicia Fox.
Oh yeah, when she won the 24/7 championship.
Yeah, that was random.
At first I was like, when R2 came out and he did that whole like, oh, I'm at the wrong rumble, I was like, I guess he's trying to be funny, but it's like, okay, now you're being stupid.
Yeah, like the women have their moments.
Yeah, because I was like, dude, first of all, he just came out.
Yeah.
It was like they didn't even play your song. Yeah. I would understand if he just came out after Alicia. True. If they would have hit his music, I thought that would have been funny then.
Yeah.
Because then, you know what I mean? Like coming, I think they did it backwards.
Yeah.
They should have, instead of Alicia Fox coming out, they should have had play R2's music, have him come out and be like, wait a minute. I think I'm in the wrong, no, wait, I'm in the wrong Rumble match.
Yeah, then Alicia
comes. And then realize, oh, damn, sorry, my bad. And then hit Alicia's music, have her come out, attack R-Truth, and then could roll him up, whatever, and then win the title.
Yeah.
And then go in the ring. Yeah. They just did it all messed up. They were trying to be funny, and
it didn't work this time.
For me, it didn't work.
No.
I was just like, okay, now you're just playing, you're just doing too much now.
Yeah. I mean, that happened like last year's too with Santino, remember? That was okay. So was it Santino Marella?
I don't remember, to be honest.
No, Santino came out as like Santino Marella, and they're like, oh.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Was it last year?
Was it? Or the first one? Man, I don't know.
No, it wasn't the first one.
You know,
okay. I mean, it was probably last year.
Yeah. But I remember seeing that too. That was crazy. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, okay, but. All right, we'll go back to the botch one.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, last man standing for the Universal Championship. That match was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to. That's definitely at the moment because it is a brand new year. That is definitely on my top 10 favorite matches in the moment. At the moment,
yeah,
that could always change.
The year's still early.
Yeah, it's too early. But because I rated 4 stars, mm-hmm. It would have been a 5-star match in my book, but because of one freaking botch. Oh my gosh. It's like that itch on your back that you can't freaking reach.
Yeah.
It's like you try to ignore it, but you can't.
No.
It's just like, oh my gosh, man. But before I get to that point, it's just like I'll just say it because it's pissing me off. The whole Kevin Owens, like, I don't know what he did, but he made it difficult. He handcuffed Roman Reigns and made it difficult for Paul Heyman to unlock it.
I think he twisted it.
Yeah.
He's supposed to do it straight. I think he went around.
He went around something that Paul Heyman can't freaking reach.
Yeah, and Paul Heyman's a big, I mean, I'm not saying he's
He is.
Yeah, but like, you know, we're not gonna offend him.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's not the skinniest of people out there. Right. His hands might not be like.
But the thing is, I don't even know if it had to do anything with.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's true.
Because he tried to unlock it from Roman's hand.
Yeah, his it was an awkward position.
Yeah, basically, and then the whole okay, whatever mistakes happen, and then here comes Roman Reigns. What's it called? This is what bothered me. Roman Reigns, it all started from Roman Reigns knocking out the referee.
Yeah.
While he was what? On number eight? Why didn't Paul, and then after he knocked down the referee, that's when Paul Heyman came in. Why didn't you do that before?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you start trying to free him when the referee started counting? You waited until like the 8 second mark.
Yeah.
Or basically, well, technically, you waited until Roman Reigns knocked him out.
Yeah. That's a long time to wait.
Right. Why would you wait that long? And then on top of that, so the ref is knocked out. Here comes a new ref. Chucks on the ref that got knocked out by Roman Reigns. Just checked on him
for five seconds.
Not even like a second or two.
What?
And then he goes to Roman Reigns and started counting and then stops at five. And
for
that
no
was
reason.
It. And Roman was still locked up or tied, or you know, he still wasn't free.
Yeah,
it took him like 2 minutes to for Paul Heyman to unlock his the handcuff.
Yeah,
and then what happened after that? I think that's when he put Kevin Owens put him on that chokehold.
Yeah.
Wait, I said that backwards. Roman Reigns put Kevin Owens on that chokehold, and then choked him out. After a low blow, right?
Yeah. I think what should have happened is the referee should have actually take his time, or accidentally Kevin Owens will be improvised. Obviously, you would improvise in that situation.
Well, Kevin Owens was down with a low blow anyways. So that's why he was just down. And that would have made sense because who's going to get – I hate when people get up after a low blow.
Yeah, dude.
I get hit down there, I'm done. I'm not getting up.
I'm tapping out right there.
Yeah. I'm like, don't. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. I'm going to just lay on the ground for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hate when people just like get hit down there and then just get up like nothing happened.
That's true.
So, but besides that moment, it was like, you know, for a fact, WWE is going to edit it.
Oh yeah.
And the WWE network. But if you go back, if they do edit it, it's clear, like a 4.5 star match.
Yeah. Well, people will know about it. Obviously, but like, you could try to race it, but like, come on, guys, we know.
It's not much of a big deal. It's just that, you know, it's just there's some referees out there that just don't know how to do their job.
No.
They don't know how to improvise and stuff like that, especially leading where it's like, come on, do you really think that's how Roman Reigns is going to lose the title? By, you know what I mean? So it's like,
stuck.
Yeah. And losing the belt to Kevin Owens while WrestleMania's around the corner. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
Roman's going to go to WrestleMania with the title.
Now, the question Maybe. Is, he is going to.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about that. The question is,
against who?
Is he, yeah, against who? Who is he going to face? But what else happened?
We had Goldberg versus McIntyre.
Oh, yeah, and then Sasha versus Carmella. That match was decent.
Yeah.
I felt... It was just a decent match, to be honest. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing Sasha Banks. Every match that Sasha had, I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
Same thing with Carmella. Yeah, it was just a decent match. Yeah. Nothing really too special.
You think their rivalry run its course? You think there's like, well, Belair, if she goes for Sasha, that's like 2 months.
It's not that. It's just I think they could – The storyline could keep continue going.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the storyline. It was just that match. It was just like, it was good. That's all it was.
Yeah,
you know, it was just a good match. But
like Carmella's like secretary or assistant. That match with Sasha was unique.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
He Sasha puts him like in a a German suplex position. Like she about to German suplex him, and he goes and he flips backwards and he goes out the ring, like slides out like nothing.
Oh,
and then
wow.
There's a part where he flips and all that stuff. But he tried to obviously not wrestle with her. He tried to like
the Oh, only, he's just like
he was more trying to dodge her and she was the one doing all the moves.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So technically he wasn't really he was like just trying to like not like I'm not trying to hit a woman. or not trying to body slam her. So he's kind of just avoiding her, like flipping, and he's like, no, 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 you can't do it. And then she was the one actually doing like the Meteoria.
Yeah.
She finished him off, obviously, with a spank statement, but he was kind of like just dodging her.
Okay.
But it was kind of like interesting. Yeah, like you said, hopefully it continues to go.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind the storyline. It's just the match that took place at the Royal Rumble was decent. But we'll see what happens. You know, Sasha may have a new competition now with Belair. Winning the Royal Rumble.
Mm.
But
we got Goldberg and McIntyre.
Goldberg. I'm glad that match opened up the show.
Yeah.
Because one reason, just to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I can't wait till later on to find out what the hell is gonna happen. You know, and I was like, Goldberg, the match started out hot. Just Goldberg, no, Drew McIntyre freaking headbutting him, right?
What?
And then spearing him. Drew McIntyre spear Goldberg, roll out the ring. Basically, right? And then and then Goldberg hit Drew McIntyre with a spear on the what is those called? Those rails?
The
like where they have
steps.
The rail gate that separates the fans.
The barricade,
there you go. He hit Drew McIntyre through that thing.
Mm.
And then Drew went back in the ring, and I think he got hit with what? One or two more spears. I think it was just one.
Just one, I think.
One or two or something like that. And then he covered him. I was like, holy crap, he's going to lose because that way kicks out. And then that's when Goldberg hit him with the jackhammer. And then freaking like that's when he hit him with the jackhammer. I was like, oh my gosh, my heart was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, like he cannot lose to freaking Goldberg.
No.
Kicked out and then freaking finally hit him with what? Two claymores after that.
Mm.
And then walked away with champion. Match was freaking like 2 minutes.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's like 2 minutes and 30 seconds or something like that. But honestly, because of the rush and how I felt for that match, I did enjoy it. I was more, you know, I give it like 3 stars to be honest. It was a typical Goldberg match.
Yeah. And it obviously can't go that long anyways. So for him to
make it could have, but it never does.
Yeah.
It's just there's some moments where it was just like, look, like his best match in my book, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people agree with me. He went 4 minutes with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. That's like that was like my number two favorite match of the year of 2017.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say that was like their favorite matches of, you know, between Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. Or some people say that's their favorite match of all Goldberg's matches.
I don't know, man. So, I mean, this is probably you've seen WCW. I don't know, man. That's kind of hard. When he beat
what she said. But
when he beat the Giant at WCW in Atlanta.
But would you say it's a 5-star match?
Oh, no.
Or 4-star match?
No, those are like, well, mostly WCW matches are like squash matches.
Exactly.
You go like, boom, two spears.
But the one that he had against Goldberg at WrestleMania, oh my gosh, with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 33, that was like a 4-star match.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, he had a lot of good matches. Like I said, the Drew match, it was like, for me, it was 3 stars.
Yeah.
Because of how I felt during that match. Because it was just like, who's going to win? You know, and I like that feeling of who's going to freaking win. I can't tell if it's going to be Goldberg or Drew McIntyre.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but I'm happy that Drew McIntyre won the WWE champion, or sorry, retained his WWE champion. And now, you know, we're going all the way to WrestleMania. So now the question is the same like Roman. Now they're both going to WrestleMania. The question is, who are they going to face?
Yeah.
Is one of them going to face Edge, or they're going to face somebody else?
Yeah. Who knows? He might go to NXT. My first Finn Balor.
Oh, dude, I really want to freaking see that match. Yeah. But the thing is, I want to see the Demon.
Demon Balor.
Demon Balor versus Edge. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it would.
So I know the Demon is probably no... it's not gonna happen because it's more of a face gimmick, which is weird because it's a demon. Yeah, but whatever. But they already announced their NXT will technically announce it their next freaking takeover. Their next takeover. What is it? Vengeance Day, right?
Yeah, I was gonna be saying Valentine's Day Massacre, but it got backlash, like the old one. Remember how like they did it in 1996 or something?
Valentine Massacre.
Yeah, I think Valentine's Day Massacre, but they're like, nah, we don't want to get in trouble. So Vengeance Day is kind of like, oh, we're bringing back Vengeance, but NXT it's, again. So
I always loved the pay-per-view Vengeance.
Oh yeah.
I just never really like majority. There were some matches. I always felt like way before they brought Backlash and stopped using Backlash and Payback. Sorry.
Yeah.
I always felt that after the pay-per-view after WrestleMania, I always felt it should be Vengeance.
Yeah.
Because it's like that's where you have your rematch.
Mm.
But that's what they were doing with Backlash. So I was like, oh, I was okay with it. But I always felt like Vengeance should have been the pay-per-view after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
But the thing is it just because their takeover is landing on Valentine's Day? Is this going to be like an annual year thing?
Yeah.
You know, but
who knows, right?
But they already announced some of their matches. Yeah. Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne, right?
Yeah.
That you know that's gonna be a straight up technical match,
like Ireland versus England.
Yeah,
like straight British style wrestling.
It's gonna be something similar but more technical with he had with Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So,
and then there's Io Shirai versus Toni Storm versus Mercedes Martinez. That's gonna be good.
Yeah.
I mean, Mercedes Martinez has been wrestling for like 20 years or something like that.
She's
been in Shimmer. She's been in, she's been in like Japan. She's been in, I think she had an AEW match. No, she didn't. No.
Has she been in Mexico? I'm pretty sure.
I think she's been in Mexico probably. Yeah, like AAA maybe.
I don't know.
She's been like, what's the other one? Not Shimmer. Shine. No, not Shine. Rise. Stardom in Japan.
Oh, yeah, Stardom.
Yeah, so she's been around the world.
That's pretty cool.
The other matches that we have is Johnny Gargano versus Kushida for the NXT North American Championship.
What's his name? Mr. Wrestling.
Mr. Wrestling.
You know that guy's going to steal the show. He always does at takeovers.
He always does. And then Kushida, he's a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy with the Back in the Future gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Or the outfit. I don't know.
Yeah, he has the outfit and he has like the glasses.
Yeah.
I like his style too.
It fits him. It's weird. It fits him.
Yes,
it's a good look on him.
It's like if they ever make a new movie, you never know. He might be the guy. And so I'm excited for that match, and also the two Dusty Rhodes Classic Tag Team Finals are that night too. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really excited about those two. Because obviously the women's is the first ever, so we'll crown the first champion. And then the men's, well, either team that's selected would be a good selection as well. So, yeah, that's going to be on February 14th next week, Vengeance Day. We're moving on next to AEW, actually, Revolution, which is on, March 6th or 7th?
I believe March 7th.
March 7th, yeah, it's on a Sunday. Because my birthday is the day before. So I'm like,
happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Your birthday's on April, March 8th?
6th.
Oh, 6th. Oh,
so okay. Mine is the day before the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so far they announced the in-ring return of Sting and Darby Allin versus Ricky Starks and Brian Cage of Team Taz.
Yeah, street fight.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious how that's going to work out, but that's Sting's first match since 2015.
Yeah, so 6 years.
So, yeah.
So all these people are returning, man. All these people are retiring. Yeah. 15, 16 are coming back this year, I guess, or last year.
I have mixed feelings. I'm curious, though. Am I going to watch it? Am I going to watch it? That's the one thing. But
at least they finally put a storyline.
Yeah.
The one storyline they actually
did. At least it's leading into something.
Yeah.
You know?
But we know who's going to win. Come on. In-ring return? Come on.
Yeah. What I'm really curious? Are they going to close the show?
Ooh.
Because why would that be the first match they announce?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but we gotta wait and see.
Yeah, well, the other match has been announced so far. I mean, obviously there's more matches coming. You know, so it's a couple months. It's gonna be the Young Bucks.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
No, a few weeks, right?
Yeah, a few weeks.
You said
a
couple months.
Yeah. Well, it's February. I forgot. Yeah, March is like 3 weeks from now. It's gonna be Young Bucks versus the Inner Circle. Well, it's gonna be represented by Chris Jericho and MJF. You know, that's gonna be good. I mean,
yeah. Well, Chris Jericho.
Jericho
is
GOAT.
Yes, but you know, he's no Edge.
No.
So, you know, let's just say that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I love Chris Jericho, but that performance that he had wasn't his best, you know. But hey, you know, I'm not a wrestler, so
yeah,
I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, I get you.
But yeah. So, anyways, but dude, you know who I can't believe I forgot
what?
About the Rumble? Damian Priest.
Oh yeah, really.
I can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah,
he debuted on Raw too, so he's official now.
Yeah,
he's official. on the main roster.
Yeah.
So and he's a face.
Oh.
Okay. So, which is great because I never really enjoyed his run as a heel.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah. Remember how like he went to a hot tub with leather pants that one time on NXT?
Oh, when he won the
North American
Champion.
I'm like, why are you going in a hot tub with leather pants? You know what's gonna happen?
And then with other females.
Yeah, so that part was cool. But like,
didn't he took a photo with Triple H too?
Yeah,
like Triple H wasn't on the hot tub. No, he was just out there with them. That was pretty cool. That's where I was like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I was like, that seemed pretty cool, but I'm glad he's a face and hopefully stays a face. But we, you know who we got to talk about, you know, I know you don't like him.
El Conejo.
Yeah, man. Oh man. My gosh. That performance was horrible. I like Bad Bunny. I enjoy his music, but that performance was like, he was just, what does he do? Is he a rapper? A singer?
Like, his style of music is like, it's like rap. I mean, I don't listen to his music. I listen to like one song that I like because it was like a Mexican mix.
Right.
Like corrido stuff. So I'm down with that, you know. You know, we're Mexicans here, right?
I listen to rock music.
Oh, okay.
So I listen to hip-hop music, but it's just, I don't.
But there's one thing he did right, though. He pulled off a good splash or a good body.
Yeah.
Compared to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
compared to Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
But rumor has it that he may have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I heard he got, I think they said yesterday, Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday, he is at the Performance Center. He's actually training right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And he's a longtime fan. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did a music video with Steve Austin, yeah. Or he had a music video and Steve Austin was in it.
Yeah. Well, he had four songs. Now, well, the Booker T one's the most recent one.
Yeah. Which is actually a good song.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that performance was just, it was garbage.
Yeah.
That he had at the Royal Rumble.
And Booker T just standing there.
Yeah,
like,
he was just standing there, nothing. Bad Bunny was just singing around him.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
You know, a couple fireworks here and there. Like, at least he could have made his way to the ring or something.
Yeah.
He could have had some girls dancing there.
Yeah. Like,
I'm saying, they could have been better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. But, you know, but hey, Bad Bunny, like I said, like you said, he's an actual wrestling fan and he has proved it. So I don't mind seeing him have a match at WrestleMania. There's some people that were there just because to catch the buzz, the media, paycheck to have their fans to come and tune in at WrestleMania. But he's an actual fan and he actually wants to do this. He wants to learn how to be in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool. And I respect that, you know. But the thing is, who is he? How is the match going to happen? Is he going to face The Miz? Is it going to be a tag team match? You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Damian Priest teaming up with Bad Bunny to face The Miz and Morrison. The thing is, we still have, this is like, what, 3 months, you know, for that kind of build-up match? I just feel like that's something they could actually do at the you know, at the next pay-per-view, which is Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, me too. But hopefully we could do an episode of top our top favorite matches of that. or the History Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, but, that'd be cool. Yeah, we could do
that. Because that's on February 21st. That's like in two weeks.
Wow. What? Yeah. Wow, that's fast. Just turn around like this. Like,
damn, they had it's in 2 weeks and they haven't even announced anything.
No.
I don't even think they even mentioned it.
No, they haven't. But it's happening for sure. Yeah. You said February 21st. But I think it's because people are, I don't know, for some reason they skip it because of WrestleMania, but Elimination Chamber is like legendary. I remember seeing the first one. I'm like, oh man. Yeah.
I didn't see it live, but I saw it a month later when it came out on DVD.
Yeah.
And that's still one of like the best Elimination Chambers. But that's a episode
Yeah, we could do a couple.
That's a topic for a different episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like
speaking of WrestleMania.
What's up?
They announced the next three. Well, this year's in the next 2 years.
Oh yeah, they announced it last week, was it, or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they did it with that like promo stuff with
Oh yeah. That was a nice funny clip with old Stephanie, Triple H, who else? Sasha and John Cena. Yeah. John Cena made me I was like Roman Reigns was in it, but I love how Roman Reigns was like he stayed in character.
Yeah.
John Cena, that was, what was his name? Hugh Can't See Me?
Yeah, Hugh Can't, yeah, something yeah, like
Hugh
that.
Hugh Can't See
Me. I'm like, okay.
I was just like, oh my gosh. I was laughing my ass off. And then how he was, he didn't know that they were live.
Yeah.
He thought it was all recording.
Oh my
so God. He's like talking and messing up his lines. And he's like, and then when he finally got it right, he's like, yeah, use that one. Use take two. I was just like that right there. That's money. That's hilarious. But where is it? So this year is gonna be in
Tampa Bay, because they had to make up for last year's, because so they kind of owed it to the city
too.
Yeah. So Tampa Bay, hey, they got the Super Bowl, which is tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
And then they got WrestleMania too. So they got Super Bowl and WrestleMania in the same year in Tampa Bay.
What? So you know what that means then. Tom Brady is going to win.
Yes.
This
is wrestling. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, Tom Brady's going to win. He's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm calling him right now.
Oh, no.
Calling him right now.
And then
Tom Brady, baby! That was pretty loud. Yeah.
And then next year's is going to be in Dallas, which I want to go to.
Oh, I want to go to that
we
one.
We should go.
We're going.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're getting tickets. I don't care what it takes. COVID's going to be gone, hopefully, by then. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Maybe not, but let's hope.
Hopefully they have insurance for that.
So Dallas, guys, next year, we'll be there.
That's where they had it for WrestleMania 32, right? Is it the AT&T Stadium?
Yeah, almost the same logo, too. Yeah. They got lazy.
Similar.
And then?
And then the 39. It's going to be the one in Hollywood.
Yeah, so this one was supposed to be Hollywood this year.
Right.
But since they owed Tampa Bay from last year, they gave Tampa Bay this year and put Hollywood in 2 years.
Right.
So 2023.
Because of the schedule for Cena on the Rock.
Yeah.
Because they were only available for this year.
Yeah.
And Cena's still available.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be in Tampa, his hometown.
No.
He's not?
No, he said it conflicted with his movie schedule.
For this year?
For this year.
I thought he said he was going to be here.
No, I think I saw something yesterday or the day before where, I mean, there's no confirmed yet. Obviously, we got a couple weeks, maybe a month, right? When is it? April 11th.
I'm pretty sure. I think he'll show up. I don't think he's going to have a match.
Yeah, yeah. But this is for this year, it's going to be two nights. And then 2022 and 2023 is going to be one night only. So it's going to go back to its regular schedule.
5 hours.
5 hours, yeah. But 2 days is still a lot. But I don't mind but I'd rather have it one day, you know.
Yeah, like, get it over
I'm old
with.
School, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I went to 20.
I prefer 4 hours.
Yeah, I went to 22. I went there live, so I know it's long. Yeah. The one in Chicago, the Allstate Arena. That one was long. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, so WrestleMania takes its time.
But we got to try to go to Dallas.
Yeah, guys.
That one. If not Dallas, I don't want to go to Hollywood, though.
No, not Hollywood.
I would prefer going to Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas. I like Dallas.
So, but hey, hopefully.
Better shout hurry out up to with Dallas.
Yeah. But, all right, well, man, we talked a lot for this episode.
Yeah, we did. But hey, guys, it's special, you know, post-Royal Rumble. We're WrestleMania season. It's going to get hot.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work. It doesn't apply here. But Elimination Chamber, that hopefully, like I said, that's probably our next topic that we should talk about.
Yeah.
But
be one of our next topics.
Yeah. But yeah, this year's Royal Rumble was basically, last year was better, way better. But this year, surprisingly, it was a really great show. But, you know, hopefully they have the ball rolling. Hopefully they keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, we just got to wait and see. A lot going on in wrestling, baby.
All right, guys. All right, listeners. This will be it for this episode. I am Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yay!